For these guys, these global power guys, we are a management issue. Once we understand that this is the objective for power, and that this is the essence of class, and that therefore all of its institutions, economy, polity, education, religion, health, its arts and sciences, reflect this priority above all else, we must ask ourselves, do we need management? Alice Miller has schooled us on this question. Power's calculated indoctrination of its children in the ideology of class, conditioning dubbed child rearing, and spread to all children within its sphere with the intent of ensuring that it becomes global. A strategy like the use of religion to make class global. Emphasize the suppression, this child rearing globally imposed strategy, emphasize the suppression of spontaneous feelings. That's what obedience to illegitimate, unloved, illegitimate authority means. What this means for our present discussion is that children were made fearful. And while it could be summarized as, for those in the so-called West, as fear of feeling, an early childhood sown suspicion of emphatic or exuberant feelings, it's premised on the alienation by parents of children. In the child, then, underlying the fear of feeling is a fear of abandonment. What is up for us in this moment is the reclamation of our bodies, including our minds, from this conditioning, seeing them, almost for some of us, for the first time. We've been so stripped of our agency by the state's conditioning of us, robbed of the mystery and magic of them, their subtle ways of engagement with all our relations here on the planet. Religion made an honest woman of the supernatural, stripped her of her vitality, her honesty, stuck her in a corset, bound her hands and feet, contained her power in a belt of chastity. And let's not forget the priests and the influence of poisonous pedagogy. And they're telling us the goal is a soul of purity, a soul above the lusts and vibrancy which we own joyously when we own our own body and measure its steps by a celestial calendar. When we recognize, as Paul says, no judge but love, quoting Alice from our January 3rd, 2016 show. Child rearing is used in a great many cases to prevent those qualities that were once scorned and eradicated in oneself from coming to life in one's children. In his impressive book, Soul Murder, Persecution in the Family, Morton Schatzman shows the extent to which the child rearing methods advocated by Daniel Gottlob Moritz Schreber, a renowned and influential pedagogue in the mid-19th century, were based on the need to stifle certain parts of one's own self. What Schreber, like so many parents, tries to stamp out in his children is what he fears in himself. Quoting Schreber, "The noble seeds of human nature sprout upwards in their purity almost of their own accord, if the ignoble ones, the weeds, are sought out and destroyed in time. This must be done ruthlessly and vigorously. It is a dangerous and yet frequent error to be put off guard by the hope that misbehavior and flaws in a child's character will disappear by themselves. The sharp edges and corners of one or the other psychic flaw may possibly become somewhat blunted, but left to themselves, the roots remain deeply embedded, continuing to run rampant in poisonous impulses, and thus preventing the noble tree of life from flourishing as it should. A child's misbehavior will become a serious character flaw in the adult and opens the way to vice and baseness. Suppress everything in the child, keep everything away from him that he should not make his own, and guide him perseveringly toward everything to which he should habituate himself." And that was quoted by Schatzman. Alice continues, "The desire for true nobility of soul justifies every form of cruelty toward the fallible child. And woe to the child who sees through this hypocrisy. The child's great plasticity, flexibility, defenselessness, and availability make it the ideal object for this projection. The enemy within can at last be hunted down on the outside." for children who have grown up being assailed for qualities the parents hate in themselves can hardly wait to assign these qualities to someone else, so they can once again regard themselves as good, moral, noble, and altruistic. Such projections can easily become part of any Weltanschauung, and that's a word that means a philosophy of life, a worldview. We've been quoting Alice Miller from her book, For Your Own Good, Hidden Cruelty in Child Rearing and the Roots of Violence.